Good morning to everyone. May the grace and peace of Jesus be with you wherever you are today. I invite you to open your Bibles to Isaiah 40. Some of our shared life's experiences of this past week provided clarity for me as I prepared this meditation for us today. The setting here in Isaiah 40, this is a prophecy of Isaiah about what was to take place among the Israelite people. 100 years after this was written, Jerusalem would be overthrown, the people taken into captivity to Babylon for 70 years, away from their beloved Jerusalem. God would seem far away. And yet, this message from Isaiah was one of hope that would ring through the years, hope that God would yet bring restoration to his people. In this text, this is a three-dimensional message. We see the promise of Israel's return from captivity. There is also, in this text, the prophecy of the Messiah's coming. And we see very clearly the presence of God's eternal kingdom that can yet give us hope here today for those of us who live in 2020. The theme for this morning is in verse 9, Isaiah 40, verse 9, and it's a statement of three words: Behold your God. I'll read verse 9. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Here we see a picture of a messenger, a herald, an announcer, a crier, climbing to the highest point of the city of Jerusalem, looking down, and in my imagination, viewing the aftermath of the Babylonian army's destruction, toppled stone walls, charred beams from the ruined temple, weeds growing where the city streets had once been, jackals roaming through the ruins. This vantage point offers a view of what had once been. And by all the appearance, this place looked abandoned. Abandoned even by God. God doesn't seem to be here. God doesn't seem to be near. And it is here, in this place, that the messenger is to lift up his voice and cry out with a shout that is to be heard and that is to echo throughout the cities of Judah, Behold your God! Now the word behold in the Bible means to gaze intently at, to look desperately for. Gaze intently at God, look desperately for God. God! But where is he? How can he be here in this place? Behold your God. The word your indicates belonging. This is not some distant God that Isaiah was talking about, but a personal God, a God who belongs to you. Behold your God. The word God here, as it's used here, is the Hebrew name Elohim for God that occurs in the Bible many times, more than 2,500 times, and it means great, sovereign, ruler, supreme. While it is often used as the name for God, the word Elohim can also refer to an earthly great man, perhaps even an idol. There were plenty of Elohim around in those days. And I say that there are still Elohim around today. Our inclination as people, now as it was then, is for us to make a God of our own liking, of our own choosing, but a lesser God. A lesser God. And the messenger that is crying out and saying, "Behold, your God," is inviting us to gaze intently at the greatest of the great, the champion's champion, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. Behold, your God. And that is what Isaiah 40 is about. This chapter proves to us that your God is the greatest God of all. In this chapter, there are a number of opportunities for us to see God, your God, to behold him. And to the church family, I sent an email with an outline that I made of this chapter, and I invite you to read and study Isaiah 40 and look at the outline. With the outline, I have some questions that you can look at and discuss as well. If you're with friends or family today, you may want to read Isaiah 40 by each person reading a verse in turn. Or if you're alone, you can take a few minutes and quietly meditate on this passage. As groups, you may discuss the questions that I sent to you. I will, though, this morning read and make a few comments on verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 40, 1 and 2. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The word is comfort. Behold the God of comfort. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 2 through 4, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. The repeated use of the word comfort in Isaiah 40 at the beginning of this chapter emphasizes to us that God does care about us. It shows to us that God really does love us. It tells us that God is concerned about our lives. In fact, the expression "speak comfort" in verse 2 in Hebrew means "tell it straight to the heart." God wants you to know in your heart that he really does care about your situation and your circumstance. We received word yesterday that our dear friend, a friend of the community and a personal friend to many here, Andreas Heinzel, passed away yesterday at the age of 60. And to the Heinzel family, may you know this morning that God is the God of comfort. And God will comfort you in all your tribulation. May God give us, as a community, the comfort to comfort those who need it at this time. Carolina Sandell Berg was the daughter of Joan Sandell, a pastor in Sweden in the mid-1800s. Due to Lena's fragile health, she spent a great deal of her time with her father in his study, rather than playing like other children do. She was frail in her physical strength, but she had a growing relationship with God, and she also enjoyed a very special close relationship with her father. When Lena was 26, she accompanied her father on a journey by ship. This turned out to be a very tragic voyage. As Lena and her father stood on the deck of the ship one day, the ship suddenly lurched forward, and Lena's father lost his balance and fell overboard. The ship's crew worked frantically to rescue Lena's father, but all their efforts were in vain. And right before Lena's eyes, he slipped away in the waves of the ocean and drowned. Lena returned to her home and grieved the loss of her beloved father. Some years later, Lena wrote these words, these well-known words that we sing day by day and with each passing moment. Strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Behold your God. Behold the God of comfort. May you be blessed today as you behold your God.
Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly is part of pain and pleasure, mingling joy with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each of. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he days, the strength shall be in measure. This a pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose faith, sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet me, and to take as from afar Father's hand. One by one.